Welcome everyone to the Real BS Show, where BS is a way of life. And to my right, your left, is Seth. He's the S part of the BS Show. And my name's Bill. So there you go, BS Show. That's Say hello right. to the people.
That's right, hello people.
There you go. You'll get the hang of this. Pretty easy.
I was actually just, I lost focus there for a bit.
Yeah, well, you're handling all the controls and stuff there. So you got to focus. You got to stay focused. I'm looking out the window.
Yeah, no looking out the window is very highly distracting.
Watching the cars go by.
Right.
So we got to BS the folks tonight.
That's right. We will.
Yeah. I like that song. Let's use that for our theme song.
Right.
Our BS theme song. Sounds like me playing a bass.
That's right.
All I need is a drum.
Oh, there's some drums there, too.
Yeah, easy duty.
What song do you want to open with?
Oh, I don't know. Let's do an oldie smoldy one. How about a little... I was listening to some Three Dog Night the other day.
Uh-huh.
Let's listen to somebody doing a cover of one of their songs.
Okay.
Chess Beaver, I think, is the name of it.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, well, when you get to be my age, you kind of... See, I'm twice as old as Seth is, so
right.
That way we got an old opinion and we got a young opinion.
Right.
So between the two of us, we ought to get it right.
I don't know. Maybe. maybe so.
Hey, what we got to do too is we got to have guests on.
I think so.
You know, somebody we can argue with, and you know.
Right.
You know, just roust their feathers, whether it's politicians or preachers or whoever, you know.
Oh, sure.
Or just our friends. You can get friends, too.
Right. We'll get a bunch of people.
If we had any.
Well, unless we chase them out of town.
If we do have any, we can get rid of them real quick.
Right.
But, okay. Do you know how to work the controls and make that happen?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's roll.
Well, we got to talk in the beginning because this guy that's covering this song, he monkeys around a lot on the Hammond organ, which is kind of neat, but... We just got to kind of talk while he's playing, and then so you can hear both of us. And then when he's ready to do the song, we'll shut up.
Okay.
All right. Can you do that?
That sounds good.
All right. You're in charge. Oh, is it time to talk?
That's right.
This is the BS Show, the Bill and Seth. we're a little worn out and tired and... slipping up here.
At least it's been a nice day, that's for sure.
Beautiful day. I got too much sun.
Oh, that might be it.
I can't hear the Harmon organ. The Harmon organ. but he's playing?
Oh, yeah, he's playing.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a new way to do things. So this guy's going to play a Three Dog Night song, and he does a nice job. So I think he's stealing some parts from Three Dog Night. And you tell me when to shut up.
It's coming up soon. You got about 10 seconds.
10 seconds. Okay, I'm tongue-tied for 10 seconds. How about that? All right, here we go.
Well, I know. she dealt with a fool. Now she drinks all the sand. They're trying to get her to get out. She was just there, I fear. She can't be there no more, no more. She left my mind on a wheel. I feel the freeze down in my knees. But before she falls, she leaves. She receives.
Maybe later than that, I don't know. Gary Moore, kind of a strange dude, but good guitar player, nice singer, and be kind of nice to play some of his songs.
Oh yeah,
one of his, so. Just one of his
just,
songs.
Just yeah, one a lot songs.
Of them, blues guitarist,
right?
Blues singer. So, being this is our show, we can do whatever we want. We'll play Gary Moore song.
A little bit of Gary Moore.
Okay, more Gary Moore.
More Gary Moore.
Oh, we're bad. Okay, Gary, take it away.
Used to be so easy to give my heart away, but I found out the hard way there's a price you have to pay. I found out that love was no friend of mine. I should have known time after time. So long, it's so long ago, but I've still got the blues. To be so easy to fall in love again, but I found out the hard way it's a road that leads to pain. I found that love was more than just a game, playing to win, but you'll lose. There's an empty I've still got the blues for you.
Wonderful. Why'd you have to go die? I love your songs. Okay, Seth, we got a. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what do you want to BS about?
Well, there's a lot of things we could BS about. You know, what about some Mormon underwear? What do you think of that?
Oh, I read that the other day on where was it? YouTube or someplace?
Right.
Yeah, they got their own. They sell their own underwear to their own people.
Yes. Yeah.
With for protection or something. I don't know what it's for.
That's because you become your own god. That's why when you die as a Mormon, you become your own god, and they'll pray other deceased ancestors in.
So what's that got to do with your own underwear?
It keeps you pure.
What? You got a lock and key on it stuff?
That's
or
right.
What?
You know.
Well, I know they baptize people that have already died and
right.
didn't get baptized.
Right.
If you pay enough money, they'll baptize dead people for you.
Right.
That's a good racket.
We should start a religion, Bill.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we got to be tax exempt though.
That's
we
right,
get
right.
That's number one.
Yeah.
We'll call. See, Scientology screwed up. They weren't tax exempt for a long time. 67, I think they lost their exemption, and then 86 or whenever that Miscavige guy got in there.
Right.
They made him the boss because he got them a tax exemption.
Right.
And they didn't have to pay the $1 billion they owed the government.
We could start our own called BS-ism.
BS-ism?
Yeah.
Do we get to pass the hat?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Only 1%. 1%, though.
Well, yeah, okay. Mormons are up to 10%.
Yeah.
I don't care if you got a paper route. You know, when you're 9 years old, you got to pay.
Right.
10%, they want it.
Well, sometimes got to make the dough.
Did you ever see them towers they got out there?
The temples?
Salt Lake City? Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And the underwear costs that.
I'd hate to have to fix that roof.
Whew. Right.
Jeez. It must cost a lot to have a hole patched in a roof. Because of $15 million to set up the rigging to get up there.
Do you want a sweet song? I got a nice sweet song up next.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's your turn.
It's Hey Mama.
Hey Mama?
Yeah.
Is that Mormonism?
I don't know about that.
No,
I don't think so.
It's not a Mormon song?
These guys aren't Mormon at all.
Oh, okay. You know. Okay. Well, that's okay. That's okay. That's okay, Mama. You're listening to the BS show, the real BS show, not the imitation, not like Subway with their what's that, seafood subs?
Yeah.
Real imitation crab meat.
That's so, some marketing wank thought that
up. I don't want nothing but the real imitation crab. Oh, Seth, don't hit your knee on
it. I just hit my knee on the desk.
All right. Well, let's listen to Hey Mama and see what happens.
Hey Mama, it's me. Said you've been away, child. Said you've been a long time running. Hey Mama, answer me. Baby boy, you better sit down. Can't listen when the sun's out. My only son, this'll be so hard to hear. I know you've been knocked down. I know it ain't all been easy. Nothing ever good, it is. Why you gotta wait so long? Why you gotta wait so long? Let me reason with you. You think you carry such a weight. I know I never beat you, boy. Better start acting like this here's a race.
I forgot what I was talking about. You ever, speaking of Hey Mama, you want a Hey Papa?
We could do Hey Papa and Hey Joe.
Hey Joe? Yeah, there's a lot of Hey's going on around here.
I know.
How about Papa Chubby?
Papa Chubby.
You ever hear him?
I've heard of him. He's pretty good.
Yeah, I like his guitar. I like his style, you know.
I think he's a happy man. I really do.
Yeah, he sweats a lot and, you know, but he... He has an originality to him, and he does play the guitar. There's no doubt about that. He likes to play that guitar. And his guitars are old and beat up. You know, they're not
right.
The latest, greatest. Put a quarter in and the guitar plays for you or anything like that. It's a neat, I don't know, just a down-home, genuine, hard-working man.
Right.
So let's play a couple of songs right in a row.
Okay.
That way we'll cut down on the BS.
More BS and.
I like that name. Did you thought that up?
Well, I remember we were talking about it before, where whose name would come first. That came up, and I said, "Well, the B's first, you know, because it's first in the alphabet. Yeah. And then, you know, I turned around and was like, "Wait a second, BS. It makes perfect sense, you know, because that's what we do."
That's the first time in my life I made sense.
That's what my mama told me.
So we'll go from Hey Mama to Hey Papa to Papa Chubby.
And Hallelujah.
And Hallelujah. And then Hey Joe.
Yeah.
All right, Seth, wind her up and let her rip.
Baby, I've been here before. I've seen this place, I've walked these floors. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on a marble arch. Love's not some kind of victory march. A cold and always broken. Hallelujah. You needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you down to a kitchen chair. Took your love, cut off your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. Ago, you'd show me what was down below. Now you don't ever show it to me, do you? Remember when I moved in you, and the holy dove she was moving too. Every breath we drew was hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Maybe there's a God above. As for me, all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. Even though it all went wrong, I stand before the God of song. We'll be right back.
Chubby.
Papa Chubby.
Yeah, one of my favorites. One of your favorites now, too, right?
Yeah, he's a very excellent guitarist.
Okay, fun to watch, too.
And his band is very in tune, too. They're,
I like when he plays with just the other two guys, the drummer and the bass player.
Right,
for some reason, it's just so clean, and I don't know.
They bounce off each other.
Yeah, it's hard to do, but if you do it right, it's really nice.
Right.
Okay, Seth, well, it's your turn to come up with something crazy, because you're good at that.
I've always had... music that you find, it's just like you got to play this because
you dig around the bottom of the piles at the record store.
I do
pick out some unheard. Yeah, we used to do that. That's how we found Three Dog Night and Santana, right. And a bunch of them. They were out long before anybody knew who they were, you know. And we found some of them records, we loved them, we played them, and everybody thought we wrote the songs. they went crazy, they loved that Santana stuff,
right.
3-1, I mean, we played that before it ever come on the radio, period.
Right.
And so we couldn't lie, because sooner or later them songs showed up, you know, because they were good. But, okay, you got a wild and crazy one?
I think so.
Okay, what's it? Give me a clue. What's the name?
The Harpoonist and Axe Murder Forever Fool.
Harpoonist?
The Harpoonist.
It's the guy that shoots whales?
That's right, and the Axe Murderer.
And the axe murderer, he shoots whales too. Or no, he don't shoot whales.
He uses axe.
Yeah, he uses that. Wow, he's a camper. A woodsman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I like fooling around in the woods.
Forever a fool?
Yeah, I swing a lot of axe and chop a lot of wood. Yeah, I'm forever a fool. Was that the name?
That's the name of the song, yeah.
Forever a fool. That sounds like me. Okay, well, let's serenade me there, Seth. This is the BS show, so...
The real BS show.
Oh, the real BS show. Yeah, don't forget that real part.
That's right.
Nothing imitation here.
It's genuine.
Genuine, real BS. quick. It's time for us to BS again.
That's right. We're here to BS.
Hit the BS record button.
That's what we're doing. Yeah.
All right. What about blues now? We got to play some blues. Got a lot of people out there asking for the blues.
Marcus King.
Must be a sign of the times.
I think Marcus King is very, he's more recent in the last 5 or 6 years, but he's an excellent guitarist.
Well, I never heard of him.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll blow your socks off of this. I mean,
he probably sounded like Eric Clapton or somebody.
Well, I don't know. I think he's a little bit more complicated than that. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it should be. Eric Clapton's old. He's older than I am. Yeah. He's still out there cooking.
That's right.
I used to cook, but then back in December, I quit.
That's right. You did.
Yeah. Well, I might do it again, but...
You never know. Why not?
Yeah, right. But I ain't pushing nothing right now.
Right.
I'm sitting out there on the porch.
I want to say the band that you were in was very tight. And,
yeah.
And every single musician in it was on their par. And
they were good musicians. Henry and
Bill
were definitely good.
Bill, too. Bill number two.
Yeah, Bill number two. I'm Bill number one.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So, yeah, we were tight. And, Tom, he used to, you know, before he died, he used to start singing too soon or too late or
right.
Or the wrong, you know, he'd forget the words and all that stuff, and we'd just forget altogether, you know. But it was fun, though. He was full of soul. He put himself into it big time.
He was the embodiment of Ozzy Osbourne.
He used to remind me of Joe Crocker.
Yeah.
The way
yep.
Joe Crocker used to put his whole body into it. And,
right.
And it was fun. It definitely was. It was a tough 7-8 years that we played together, but because we fought all the time. You know, he's a cranky old dude.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you get him going real easy, like. But, he'd be doing a project of some kind, and he'd just start cussing away. And I said, Tom, you got to talk nice to it. Ah, F you. Oh, shoot. And his son always chuckled, too, to watch him trying to do something, working and stuff. And
right.
He'd laugh. And TJ.
Yeah.
But, all right, so you're going to play Serenade Me with some blues?
That's right.
Must be the weather.
It is.
So much rain lately. Maybe everybody's bluesy. That's what they asked me.
I think, yeah.
I've got all these requests all the way from Czechoslovakia.
Ooh, Czechoslovakia, huh?
Yeah, from Beijing, China, to Czechoslovakia, and what's that other place in Ukraine? Kiev,
yeah.
Yeah, down there by the post office. I remember seeing that on a computer. Somebody down there by the post office listening to our show. What the heck?
I think it might have been in the Ukrainian government, probably.
Yeah, they're probably just say, well, we're going to filter these guys. Boom.
All right.
Okay, let's, what was the guy's name?
Marcus King.
Marcus King. I got to write that down.
Yeah.
And YouTube, do a little investigation.
Yeah. See how he plays.
Yeah. Kind of like I'm doing with these Jehovah Witnesses.
Yeah.
See what's up down there. Oh, boy. They got a racket going on. Ooh.
They have files on people. You know that, right?
Well, they're in trouble now. They're in big trouble.
Oh, sure.
They've
for abuse?
Screwed up so many families. Yeah, and for this two-witness rule thing, you know. Or,
right.
If somebody, some pedophile, kind of like the Catholic Church, only worse.
Right.
A lot worse. And right. they're gonna go down in flames, I got a feeling.
Well, that needs to be happened. All that stuff needs to be brought to light, you know?
Well, I'll tell you. And for people to buy that stuff, I can't understand it. I mean, they think their Bible is the Bible.
Right.
And they rewrote the Bible or something and made right. it their own way.
It started out as they were making predictions when Christ would return. That's what they started
yeah,
as.
Yeah, right.
But then it started getting really wacky.
Armageddon, too. I mean, well, they've been yeah. after that for 1914 was supposed to be the end of the world. Well, then they backed it up a year, and then they backed it up 20 years, and then they backed 1975 was the last real big one that didn't happen.
And the thing that gets me is the Watchtower is the organization that claims not to be head of the church, but they are the head of the church. Like, everybody answers yeah. to them. Everybody has to, you know, go through them for any approval, and they follow the dictations through them. And so the whole, it's basically, in my opinion, a cult.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Well, most cults have a single leader, and
right.
that leader is, you know, David Koresh or whatever, and they're talking to God directly, you know, they
right.
got a direct link to God. Well, Jehovah Witness, they got a governing body, and they got a bunch of guys, I don't know how many is in that governing body,
right.
but they're the ones that are linked to God, and you know, they're giving everybody the truth, except for they keep changing it every 5-10 years. They come out with a new update, you know.
And say, whoops, sorry. And there's contradictions as well going along through it. So,
geez, it's unreal. It's unreal. People buy that.
Just to make this clear, Marcus King is not associated with the Jehovah's Witness. So.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right. No, I'm just saying I got to double check on him, you know. The way the internet is now, you can sneak up on anybody.
Here's Marcus King.
All right.
Favorite search engine and type in MARCUS King.
I know, but if I don't write it down, by the time I get home, I won't even remember what to type in.
Oh, right, right, yeah.
See? Us old folks got to take notes.
Where'd I put my keys?
Hey, speaking of things to, if you want a real chuckle, and I mean a real, of course I shouldn't say that about religious groups, but this...
I don't think they're religious.
Tom Cruise and his buddies.
Yeah, yeah.
John Travolta.
Jumping on some couches.
What was the name of it? Scientology.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's a good one.
No science in it, though.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of science. They got outer space monsters, or no, gods, I guess, and it starts with T-H-E.
Titan?
Something like that. That I don't know, there's a volcano. They threw them in a volcano, and then they hit it with a hydrogen bomb, and now everybody on planet Earth has got thousands of these things in them,
right?
And you have to. It's kind of like fleas. You got to get rid of them,
right?
And they got the answers to everything. L. Ron Hubbard was the beginning guy, the Sea Org guy.
Yeah,
I mean, he
used to think he was some top guy in the Navy, but really,
a big war hero and all this and that. They looked him up and nothing.
He was nothing. He was a junkie.
He was a quartermaster supply guy or something on land. So anyways, but he wrote a lot of books. I mean, he wrote a lot of books and a lot of fiction. You know, that's where it all started. And then he started this get rid of psychology.
He hated psychology, yeah.
Yeah, and he wanted to. So, but he had his own system, and people bought it. I remember I got the book way back in...
Like Dianetics or something?
Dianetics, that was the name of it, yeah. And I started reading it. Of course, I never finished anything, but... I start reading because I get bored. Like the Bible, you know. terrible book. Jeez. But anyways, the Dianetics, and I thought it was pretty neat. But like I said, I didn't finish it and nothing like that. But it must be a lot of people thought it was neat, too, because a lot of people joined up. You know?
Right.
I mean, there were like 100,000 members, you know, at one time. And they're way down to like maybe 20,000 or something because they all this... Sea Org stuff where they just trash people's families.
Right.
You know, it was kind of like a Hitler thing, you know, where they just surveillance on everybody. You're
right.
Not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. Holy cow. And people just, but it costs to go to these different levels. You got to, for all this therapy session and these e-meters and stuff like that.
And it never stops going up in the levels either.
Right. Well, it goes up to about level 8. It goes higher than that, but he never finished.
Right.
You know, the higher levels, but...
For the right amount of money.
Yeah, it costs you money to go to these things, and you might get up to level 4, and you screw up, and they'll throw you back down to level 1. You got to start paying all over again.
Right.
You know?
And you have to tell them, everything about your life.
Yeah, they ask you a lot of personal questions and a lot of, and they, with this e-meter, you got a cylinder in each hand, and it's recording the resistance.
And they're basically getting into very intimate details of your life. Things,
well, you know. Not only are they doing that to help you.
They use it against you.
Yeah, they record everything. I mean, they keep everything. So when you screw up and you want to quit, say, like if you're in the Sea Org.
They'll use it against you.
Yeah, they say, you're not stepping out. Get back in here, you know.
We could release this about you, you know.
Work them people to death. I mean, they make like $50 a week.
Yeah.
That's how much they make. And they work 80 to 100 hours a day, a week. I mean, it's just the stories I've heard of different people that did finally get out. And their new leader is kind of screwing up the works, too. Muscavige, I guess. He's a real nasty dude.
Right.
And a little guy, but he can smack you, but you can't smack him back.
Right.
So, I don't know. I mean, Tom Cruise don't get smacked or anything.
Oh, that's because he pays the right amount of money.
Well, yeah, he's got a lot of money.
And he has a celeb face behind it, so it brings more popularity to the unit.
They got a celebrity center out there in California. And that was the whole goal, to get celebrities in. So, celebrities say it helped them. Boom. Us little guys are going to say, oh, gee, I want to be like them, you know.
Right.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. People buy that stuff. I mean, it's like $350,000, $400,000 to get through, I think, 8 levels, you know. And then once you get to the 8th level, they tell you about the outer space stuff, you know. And that's where it gets real creepy. You know, before the internet, they could keep all this secret, you know.
It's no longer true. The internet released everything, so.
Yeah. And, you know, all these stories about L. Ron Hubbard and about his boat, you know, and all this stuff. He was a... Well, the boat had nothing to do with him being a sea hero or a Navy hero. He was dodging the IRS, you know.
Right, right.
You get in international waters, they can't catch you.
He even admitted that he was just starting the religion to make money out of it because it's tax-free.
Well, he had a real good game there because everything, he wrote book after book. I mean, everything. If you break wind funny,
and movies.
There's a book to fix that.
Oh, yeah, there's movies, too, he made, too, as well.
Oh, boy. Yeah, they set up recording studios and...
They also infiltrated the government. They infiltrated schools. They had some positions in the government where they were trying to stop anybody coming against them.
Well, they also had people working at...
like the IRS and stuff
Well,
like that.
The credit card companies, mm-hmm. too. So when people said, I can't, my credit's maxed out, well, they call the right people and get their credit bumped up, and boom, buy another pile of books. You know?
Right.
What a racket. I mean, geez. And people got forced to, even a lot of celebrities.
Right.
You know, who you think would know better, but of course, they're like us, you know.
Oh, sure.
They just got a certain kind of talent that people like to take advantage of. And
Everybody's naive to something.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, who am I to talk, you know? I would start my own religion now, but I'd get caught week one.
Yeah. Billism.
Yeah, Billism. Boom. You know, pass the hat. Boom. Here comes the IRS. Boom. I'm in jail. Boom. You know, it'd be all over within a week.
You would be in a storm, kind of like the Eye of the Storm.
Eye of the Storm. Now, that sounds like you might have a song.
That sounds right.
You got one?
That's right.
All right, well, let's roll with it.
We'll be right back.
Okay, Seth, we're in the eye of the storm. We're out of the eye of the storm.
That's right.
Well, it's time to say goodnight. Say goodnight to the people.
Goodnight, people of the world.
This is the Real BS Show, in case you didn't know. We hate to keep reminding you, but we're all brand new here, so we got to kind of get the,
so
get the word
like,
out.
We're kind of like virgins then, huh?
Yeah, tell your friends and family that if you ain't got nothing to do and your cable gets shut off, boom, turn on your internet and
yeah,
listen to the, I don't know. There's so much competition for entertainment now that, you know, we'll probably be the only ones listening to ourselves.
Right.
But I'm going to tell all my friends. You tell, how many friends you got?
I got plenty of friends I can tell about this. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I got three, so I'm going to tell all three.
You're going to tell all three?
Yeah. I'll tell my family, too, but they won't listen. No, they won't.
No, we should talk about
it. They're busy. They're working.
You know, you should be talking about them, then they'll listen. You know, like, what is he saying about me, you know?
Yeah, I'll tell them I'm talking about them, but that'll get them to listen.
Yeah. Well, right now you're talking about them, so they can listen to the very end, and then they'll, you know.
Yeah, kids, so if, well, it's the end of the show, so next time I'll talk about you in the beginning of the show.
Just a little bit, and then at the end, talk about it,
Just fishy in, you know?
Right.
Really in. Right. All right, folks, good night from the BS, the Real BS Show.
That's right.
Good night from Bill.
And good night from Seth.
See ya.